I have to say that after my visit this morning and knowing about the challenges of this country and also the progress made, I think that women's role and girls' education probably is one of the most important issues in this country. And it is not just because it's a matter of, so to say, social justice or human rights justice, but because it's at the core of how this society will develop further. And we know that many girls here are attacked, they're poisoned. There is a very frank discussion also on behalf of the Minister of Education. They know the problem here. And I think that they have to be supported. The government has to be supported, has to be encouraged, has to give the opportunity to work closer with the local communities, with religious leaders and with traditional leaders. There has to be an overall education campaign to pass the message to parents, to communities, that it is in the interest of families, of communities, and finally, of course, of the country, to have girls educated, because when they're educated, they will have healthy children, healthy families. Then, of course, they can be empowered and use their talent for the benefit, once again, of the country.
One of the programs of UNESCO here is Enhancement of Literacy in Afghanistan project that started in 2008, which aims to educate up to 600 youth and adults. What's the progress so far to implement this project?
This is really a big project, an important project, some project that we feel a lot of responsibility given the fact that illiteracy rates in Afghanistan are among the highest in the world, both among men and women, but most particularly women. And we did start this project. We are in its second phase. The first phase of 200,000 people have already been passed. We are in the second phase. We hope to move on also. This is a project strongly supported by Japan. We are very grateful for this project.
Just slightly on a different matter, tomorrow you'll visit Bamyan. What has the UNESCO done to protect this site?
Afghanistan is a country of ancient civilization with an extremely rich heritage, cultural, intangible heritage. Afghanistan, here there are layers of civilizations, of different religions, the beauty of Buddhism, of Islam. And we do consider that one of our responsibilities also is to protect, to encourage the government, the local communities, the people to protect it.